Not a great way to start when Mike goes, I'm sure we've got enough battery.
I'm
worst
sure
show.
We're going to make it.
Worst show. Yeah. Hey,
I've got just enough checks. Energy to get through. Yeah, we
no,
did.
No, we did.
We did.
Did we? Well, while you were good. Out of the
you're
room.
Good. Who level checked my mic?
You're good.
I did my textbook Anderson impression where I go, I don't like anything. I'm angry, but I'm also good. Nice.
Oh, I'm so mad and angry and nice. Hey, you're dead on.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's get right to it.
Angry, nice.
Welcome to the App Disaster.
I'm Anderson Cowan.
I am Anderson.
I'm Mike Carano.
There's Mike Carano. There's Ty Ty. And we come to you live on tape from the world famous improv soon.
Scotch tape.
Michael.
That's not even anything. You just said a tape, a kind of tape.
I know it's not even anything.
Paint
starting
tape.
Slow.
Sex,
starting slow.
Sex tape.
Starting slow.
Masking tape. Packing tape.
Tapeworm.
So here we go. Let's do a show. What do we got? What's going on? What's the haps?
So far we have a shining opening.
I am intimidated, and I don't know if this could be a very good show from this side of the room.
Don't be. I'm an idiot.
We got a triangle going here, and on my corner is probably going to be a little dark, a
vortex.
Little quiet.
Got a vortex.
More so than normal.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because. A, not a lot going on in my life. That
oh,
I
thought
about.
You. I thought you meant like because we didn't turn your volume up.
No, well that true. That,
no, you're going into the red. I'll tell you that much.
Good. I got I might be overdoing it a little bit because once again, Jillian and I went out on a date night last night, just last night, and she popped on the old After Disaster.
Oh.
With
why do you let that happen on date night?
With the Bluetooth.
What kind of date night is that?
With the Bluetooth, and all I could hear was Tyler screaming and yelling. And Carano, and every time I talked, I'm like, I can't hear what I'm saying.
Which week was that?
Last week.
What was I screaming about? About you not letting me finish my stories?
About
did I fuck up the mix?
There are no teacups there.
Did I screw the
There's
mix
no
up
teacups.
Last week?
I don't know.
No, you were great last week.
I'm sure the people were happy.
Did you listen to it, Tyler?
Nope. I don't listen to this shit.
I listened to 20 minutes on our route from our place to her parents' place. Where we
oh, great. Now everyone
child.
Knows they live 20 minutes away. They can
great.
Figure out where
you
they live.
You got a 20-minute window to rob you next time you go on date night.
I imagine.
What kind of date is that? Going to her parents' house?
We're dropping the child off, so we
oh,
can leave.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I got a good date night. Your parents' house, then we hit Walmart.
Atticus took his first step today.
What?
That's not possible.
I have video of it.
Are you holding him?
No, he's just walking.
What?
Did he kick his leg in the air and you thought it was a step?
This is a bit that I meant to bring up on the film vault, but didn't get to it because I really want to upset Brian because he's so competitive with everything, especially his kids. Especially his child, and his child's a month ahead of Atticus, and I thought I'd start fucking with him by saying, Atticus. He said his first word. It was Mississippi.
If you had nothing but time on your hands, I'm sure with Adobe After Effects, you could just record 4 or 5 hours of Atticus making random noises and fashion it into words.
I'd argue that Anderson has nothing but time on his hands.
Hey, what?
What?
It's true, I do nothing.
Too much time on
I just sit on the back of the truck watching my cock get smaller.
Huh?
A little Adam Sandler joke about the goat. It's the goat there, kids.
Gosh, I forgot about that.
I feel like the goat doesn't hold up.
The goat absolutely holds. That might be the worst thing you've ever said on the show.
Is that the, hey, I'm a goat?
Have fun at the Ragu Festival.
That was great. That album was big, man.
I watched the MTZ.
Is that the Bloody Buddies?
Bloody Buddies does not hold up, and it wasn't
Bloody
good
Buddies
to begin with.
Is
that
best.
The album that has the original Christmas song on it?
I don't know. His first three albums I was very obsessed with, and I listened to them on a loop. That's not the song.
Oh, why?
You had a loop?
Christmas?
Yeah, just a loop. A loop.
You know what's funny is that's a running joke with almost everybody is, oh, I have that running on a loop in my, you know, in my house. But does anyone really know how to run anything on a loop?
Well, you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Right. What? What is it?
God, I feel like my dad right now, he used to do that from the time we were like 4. He'd be like, well, you know what pneumonia, how you spell pneumonia, right? Yes, Dad, we know how to spell pneumonia. Spell it.
Yeah.
P-N.
Spell it.
I can't go beyond that. I know it's a trick, though, because it starts with
P.
P. Pneumonia.
But anyways, to channel my father here, Mike, what's a loop?
You know what I'm saying is it's a running, if somebody goes...
Can I be honest with you? May I do that?
At the end of the day, sure.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, I'd like to be honest with you right now. I worked in the audio business for a number of years, and I never actually made the connection about loop until just this moment.
Made the connection.
What are you talking about?
Never plugged
running
in.
Running on a loop. I never even thought about it. It's just like
but
a
haven't you
a
heard
phrase.
People make reference to that many, many times in the past?
Back in the day with the reel-to-reel, though, and you
like
would
someone
take
will
a
go,
small
yeah,
piece of tape.
I saw your bit.
Scotch tape?
I've heard it here where someone goes, I saw you on Seinfeld, and then the comic
Sex
goes,
tape?
Yeah, I have that running on a loop in my living room.
Oh, my God, Michael, you're not picking up what I'm putting down. It's a term.
He's out of the loop.
He's totally out of the loop. People say it, right? But what it is, it's actually an audio term
yeah.
where you would take like one little piece of tape
yes.
and you would 360 it.
Yeah.
You would actually tape it to I used a 360 machine for years. I never thought about that too.
It's a replay.
Make a little 360 and then you tape
it's all
little,
coming together.
And then it just plays that little
together.
Piece over and over again after you thread it.
This is a good time for me to announce our live after disaster at the Integratron.
What the fuck, Mike?
That's not a good time to do
it's
that.
Not okay. even a
I
thing.
I picked a bad time.
Mike, while we're in the room, goes in the other room, he goes, I have an idea that I'm not going to talk about on the show because it's not really thought out. Tells me that idea.
Wait, we talked about that before,
yeah,
though,
let's
right?
do it. Let's do it. I'll book it.
Isn't it in the middle of the desert?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's exactly 3 hours from here. You guys, it's a magical vortex. It's a sound
We've
bath.
We've never been to the desert before.
We're going
to
do the after disaster
We've
in
had
a
this
sound bath.
Exact conversation on this show.
Yeah.
I don't know which episode, but it happened.
Well, Tyler and I already came up with the price.
It's because Mike's been listening to the old episodes. He probably heard
Michael.
I haven't been. I only did it that one time, and I'm afraid to do it.
People really liked it. They wanted more insight.
All right,
Mike.
You know what I'll do when I'm on the next road trip I go on. I'll make it an all after disaster road trip.
I have a better idea. You should do a Facebook Live where you just listen to some old episodes and you just
Have my head
react,
in my hands.
React.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you what my reaction is most of the time. Fuck.
Jack,
this isn't out there.
You're having sex while listening.
That's tight, actually.
Yeah, that's the sound I make.
Oh, fuck. I wonder if there is anyone out there that has a show, whether it be a TV show or a radio program or a podcast, and they actually pleasure themselves to it.
There's got to be.
I bet there
100%.
Is.
100%.
Also, Johnny Carson, right?
Do you think any of our listeners have got it on with our show in the background?
Well, of course.
Probably
but
by
here's
accident.
A better question. Here's a better question. Have any children be conceived? Have they been conceived?
You little Mike Tyler and Anderson.
Have you fucked to the after disaster? Give us a ring.
I'll tell you exactly how it happens. Is you're listening to the show with somebody, and the girl gives the
now green... That's the problem right there. No one listens to the show.
I know that is the problem. But if you're
a
dude
a
and you're driving around
off.
with your girlfriend, and she gives you the green light that you should fool around, you don't have time to turn the fucking podcast off. You're just going to get down to business.
It's true. Yeah, there's been some odd things on in the room.
Yeah.
While things
yeah,
have
you
occurring.
Don't want to disrupt yeah. it. Once you get a glimmer of hope from the female.
Yeah.
Once she has that look in her eyes.
Right.
There's no way you're going to be like, hold on, let me go turn the air conditioning off.
Let me
feed
pause.
The cat.
Schindler's
I gotta
List.
Pee. Yeah. I gotta, you know, there. You
feed
just
the
get
cat.
You get. No, I'm
oh,
saying
you're gonna
you
feed that pussy nose.
Ugh. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm really sorry.
Tyler.
I'm really sorry.
That is so off brand for you.
It's my new brand, dude.
New yeah? brand.
375
new
shows
we're
in.
Branching
I gotta
out.
Spice
we're
it
is your
out.
New brand I'm turning your back on Jesus?
I'm the sex guy now.
Yeah.
I'm the sex guy on the show now.
With a Christian slant.
That's that actually racism? What I call Lauren's vagina.
Oh,
get the sex guy out of here.
We're done.
Nice.
That's finished.
Put
it
on the marquee that the sex guy is at the improv all weekend.
That's what I call
our numbers just skyrocket.
Wait a minute.
Sex with Emily goes out of business.
I don't get it.
What?
I don't either.
Why do you call that?
Why'd we laugh?
Why do you call Lawrence? Why'd we laugh?
I don't get it. I don't even
guy,
know what we're doing here.
The sex guy, anything he says, anything.
I'm
also talking third person.
Dude, I'm joking.
Anything you say in that voice.
All right. Speaking of voices, yeah. I think, you know, just get to it before it's too late, right?
Till Tuesday. Voices carry.
A great band with a girl with shaggy blonde hair.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. We're talking about Till Tuesday.
She's awesome.
Who is
Amy
she?
Mann?
Why did this?
That's
just,
Amy Mann.
Why did
yes,
this just
is.
Come
You're
up?
You're kidding me.
No.
Fuck off. That's Amy Mann.
That is Amy Mann.
I had no idea.
Yep.
She's a crazy person.
She's rad.
I don't know what's happening.
We're talking about
sex guy.
Tuesday.
Did
you
out
know?
Of loop.
Did you know? Are you aware of the fact that the entire Magnolia movie was written around Amy Mann songs?
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense because it's not that good.
PTA. It's a great movie. It's one of the greatest emotional roller coasters one can ever go on.
It's exactly that, a roller coaster.
Dude, I got a roller coaster you can go on.
Love that movie. Love that movie.
Called The Bang Train?
It's like 3.5 hours long.
It's called My Dick.
Get on the bang train.
All right. Let's make this kind of listenable. That should be our goal every week. Let's
maybe
make
you
this
shouldn't,
show.
Maybe we shouldn't all be in the red. Maybe we should turn ourselves down.
Reason why it's going to be a little dark over here is, A, nothing but, you know, groupers, film stuff going on in my life that I really shouldn't or couldn't, can't
groupers.
Be talking about. A lot
groupers.
Of that stuff going on, right?
Actually, you can talk about it.
I can't talk that much about it.
Dupers.
And B, what's worse is just now while I was waiting for...
Are you worried
for,
about the studio getting mad at you?
Yeah, the studios get really... They get really pissed if you let the cat out the back. No, just like I'm, you know, it's inner workings and I'm talking with, you know, cast and crew and, you know, there's not a whole lot to report back. And anything that is interesting, it would be rude to be talking about the actual private
conversation. What just occurred to me is you're making a film. You're making a feature film right
feature
now.
Feature film, yes.
That's nice, Mike.
Has the...
Took a while for
has,
you to figure that out.
Have the little things that would occur to like a major studio crossed your mind? Like when it's... Is it a Christmas release? Is it a summer release? Or is that non-existent? Is your goal just get it done?
No, you don't do that without distribution. It's counterproductive to even
okay.
think
that's
about
what
that.
I was, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I wonder if you, in the back of your head, you're thinking this will be ready by summer?
No, that's gross in any form. And if I was doing that,
I don't think
that
so.
Would be absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, because what you're doing is you're trying to time it for the release of the film, which is going to grab as much money at the opening weekend box office as possible.
No,
not think
you're
about
trying
it
to time
in
it
perpetuity
so when the most
down the road, which will... every film should live on forever.
If this film is going to be released in like a pay-per-view online format, let's just say, hypothetically, you want it to be released at the time the most amount of people will be doing that. You don't want it to be released like on a day or a time period where everyone's busy.
Have not thought.
Like you want it to be when people are looking for entertaining things to do.
Here's the beauty of this is like just a little behind the scenes, I guess. Which, you know, I'm not that savvy with studios. I love film, but I'm not loyal to any studio. I mean, the closest thing I have to loyalty is Draft House Films. I love pretty much everything I've seen by Draft House, but it's not like I'd ever be like, you know, Warner Brothers has got a new picture coming out this weekend. Let's go check it out.
Yeah.
No one that's long dead. That's long gone.
Absolutely.
What I can say is if we are lucky enough to make a film that's good enough to actually get a distributor, which is really difficult to do, but that's the goal, it's out of my hands. I don't get to like pick and choose. I mean, that becomes part of like, you know, the marketing machine, and it's up to them. I have no say in that. If I ever become like, you know, Kubrick level or Spielberg level, you do have a little bit of say in that. But I mean, there's probably three working directors today that have that. It's probably Nolan, Spielberg,
and Scorsese.
Well,
you do have the say, but
Scorsese.
You don't want to exercise it.
No.
You can say I'm going with this company only or else I'll destroy the print.
I guess.
And you'll never tape it back together.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's not a print.
Here's another reason why it's going to be a little dark and shallow on this end is I was just downstairs waiting for Pab number 3 to show up, Ty.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And there's in the lab here at the after at the improv, the
After
Disaster
Studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was a
The After Disaster Studio is brought to you by improv.
Some kind of show
it's
up
a podcast.
On stage. I didn't want to say podcast because that's demeaning. And it was a well-oiled machine. And
so it's like this show.
It was like highly produced. And they
was
had,
it really? Did you think that?
Kind of, yeah.
Like I just walked in
bits.
And it was there like, anal, you won't get pregnant with anal. That was all I heard.
Oh,
I was
really?
Like,
that's
I
all you heard?
I
wish
like
that's
this.
All I heard. I didn't hear
that
at all.
Every time.
I was distracted by you. They actually had a TV monitor on stage with like graphics and whatnot. And they
oh,
were
yeah.
like,
yeah.
That made me feel very insecure about our show.
Everything makes me feel insecure.
I mean, we're lucky to have working mics when we have
a live
show.
I'm like, that's better than our show.
Should we get a TV monitor?
I'm so tired.
For what? Ourselves?
Why would they say that? Why would they be talking about anal? You can't get pregnant. Because
it's wacky
they were talking,
comedy, bro.
They were talking about Trump. This is really good. They were talking about Trump and how there's a bunch of rallies and stuff against him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they were talking about.
And that's the end?
And technically...
It didn't really go much farther than that. No.
I got bad news for everybody. You can get pregnant through anal. If your penis rips through the wall.
I hate to say this, and it's an old joke, and I busted it out once for...
Hey,
busted it out, Ryan.
Sex guy
hopped in that one, but technically...
The Christian sex guy gives that two thumbs, two crosses up.
If you have Crohn's disease, you could easily get pregnant with anal.
It's what's called, they call it the Crohn bone zone.
I'm just saying if your penis breaks through, if it breaks through the intestines into the vaginal canal.
I'm leaving.
Like, you know, like one of those tunneling machines that build subways.
Why is the dick busting through the intestine?
Wait, are you really leaving?
Oh. You have to pee? How old are you?
I thought everyone has to pee. 80-year-olds have
to
pee.
He peed before the show started 15 minutes ago.
I'm defending his right to pee. Sometimes, do you notice, does this happen to you or is it just an old thing? Like, I have to pee.
Oh, he's back. A short pee.
Like, I took
Somebody
a road
trip. Washing their hands in there.
God damn them.
Fucking
Is
assholes.
It the cook? It's the only guy that I let do that.
It's the only guy you let wash his hands?
I drove out to the Integratron twice in 3 days.
Is this what you're asking me if I do this?
No, I'm pointing out something. I drove all the way out there. It was a little over 3 hours. I didn't pee once. Once I got there, I had to pee so goddamn bad. And I peed. Probably
the end.
7 minutes later, I had to pee again really bad. What is that? What's happening? And I don't need somebody to send me an email and go, it's your prostate, old man. Is it?
What if it is your prostate, old man?
What the hell is that? You want to use the one of these boxes in here?
I mean, they've been washing their hands this entire time.
Maybe they're going into surgery.
Maybe it's like a little bubble gets in your bladder, so like you pee out that first part and you think you're done.
Ew,
and then that bubble,
so
that bubble like settles, and then you've got to go again.
Maybe
but
it's
yes,
a kidney stone.
I have encountered that issue where you're like, you leak your lizard, and then you peek down at your wizard.
Tyler, like, you were the one guy that kept the show grounded, and now you're the filthiest of all.
I heard
375, baby.
I heard Chris Hardwick talking about this thing called the button between your taint and your balls.
I'm out!
And you push it, and you get a little extra pee out.
What the hell?
Have you heard about that?
Yes. Yeah.
God, why do I...
still washing their hands.
Just go downstairs.
They probably just...
You want me to pause?
Kinda.
Turn the light on, and I'll pause. Actually, let's just pretend like we didn't pause.
But wait, I was going to say...
someone will like, be right... themselves in there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Suicide watch.
And that's when I said...
Ba-da-bam. All right, so we just paused so I can go all the way downstairs because I have the bladder of a child. Sorry. And how long has it been gone, right?
3 minutes?
45 minutes.
All right, still going on. Our bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What is that?
I got a feeling...
The door's locked, lights on, water on, full blast.
Maybe someone's you know what it like could doing be? Really loud poops. So
yeah, I bet.
Water,
I bet
like...
that's exactly. I bet it's somebody that doesn't want you to hear them.
Well, how long does it take?
I don't know. Maybe they're masturbating.
Part of me
to
really
the show
has to go look.
Full circle, close the loop.
You know, I wish we had one of those fiber optic cameras we could put under the door.
Yeah, that wouldn't
Do you
get
wish
us
that?
Arrested for anything.
You just see that little thing come under the door with the lens. Oh, man. What are you doing,
so
Anderson? Should we just pick the show up and go over there and knock on the door?
No.
We should, what are you doing? You're going to pull the recorder off the table.
Still happening. Still. Sorry, guys.
Tonight on 2020.
We could just pick this up and walk over there and sit down in front of the door and do the rest of the show from there. And then when they come out, confront them.
How awful does that sound? The fuck? How mad would you be if you walk out of the bathroom?
We're going on 10 minutes, guys, and I know we've had a lot of rain out here, but still, that's fucking wasteful.
Yeah, also. I think they say on the news to run your water as much as possible now to ease up on the...
pipes?
The rain. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
You see that sinkhole right near me?
Sex guy's got something to say about
that. I got
a
sinkhole.
No, but I saw that pink hole!
That's not a bad idea for a porno series where you just emulate news stories. Like, you loosely emulate news stories. Like, sinkhole on Laurel Canyon and Moore Park, and then it closes up on some girl's butt. You just paint Suburban on the side of some guy's penis.
What? Oh, because the Suburban
guy... I don't know what it was. It was a minivan, I think. Minivan is something Anderson's obsessed with, the fact that somebody's in the bathroom. You know what? This could be...
Are you on meth? You're like doing weird meth things.
Yeah. Did you decide to show up on meth tonight? Are they still in there?
Yeah, but the water's off.
Oh, thank
I'm
God.
Gonna.
So they're alive.
I have a key.
We're not gonna bust in.
We thought you were committing suicide. What if they were? They drowned themselves.
How? How do you do that?
I don't know. Stick your head in the sink.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you could just... Wouldn't that be crazy? If you could just hold your breath to the point of death?
It seems like you can, but...
No, you can't. I've tried.
How do people in prison, besides hanging themselves with sheets, how do they kill themselves?
Well, they get shivs.
Like, recently somebody killed themselves.
Themselves.
Oh, action. We'll get action up there.
Let's go see what's up. God, this could be embarrassing if it's a super hot chick that had diarrhea and Anderson's confronting her about it. Is he going to go in the bathroom? Did you go in there?
Was it the anal podcasters?
All we talk about is stuff that has to do with your rectum. All
right. I don't know who, but I got a clue because the door is now open. The light is off. And the door next door is closed, which was open moments ago. So,
so they probably went from there to there.
Yes. So you probably know, Mike.
How is that? How is that a clue?
That's a great clue. Whoever it is,
I don't
right
know. Since there's five people
they're
that have keys
right
to that
next
office,
door.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're
this
in
one
there now.
Well, you want me to name start naming people?
No,
with keys?
No. I just want you know. Somebody likes to throw the water on full blast. Okay,
Anderson.
Yes.
Here they
are. No, I was going to say give you a title,
mm-hmm,
like an improv management title, like keeper of the guy who's responsible for the water usage.
So before I had to leave for the pee, I was hearing about a button that gets more pee out.
Yeah.
What else after that?
It's like some part of your, underneath your testicles that you push, and apparently like another little squirt comes out.
Sorry I asked.
So you don't get the wet jeans.
I don't know.
You guys excited about Pabst Night Out?
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when is it?
A week from Saturday?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah. Where are we going to go to dinner?
Well, I don't know.
How many people is it?
Probably like five?
Do we get
six
drink tickets?
I was hoping to come here.
Yeah, I thought we were coming
that
here.
We'll figure that out, I guess.
Yeah, let's. I'll look at the schedule when we walk.
Hopefully
downstairs.
The anal podcasters are back.
They're not anal podcasters.
No, they're, like you said, attention to detail. They're very well produced.
I just heard a joke on the way up, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I meant butt sex, because I'm the sex guy.
About,
I get it.
African-American month being February is the same month as Valentine's Day, which is like the biggest chocolate holiday of the year.
Mm.
Hmm. Correlation there.
Mm.
Hmm. You think it's a bigger chocolate holiday than Easter?
Apparently, yeah.
Mike Carano dissecting the joke to make it not funny.
I was at lunch. Oh, by myself tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I was at lunch by myself tonight.
My lunch is dinner, really. And it was like a 5 o'clock lunch, and then I'll have dinner later tonight.
Hollywood. Let's do lunch at 5.
It totally is.
That's by
like
myself, though.
If you're working on a film, it's the same thing. It's like, what time are we doing dinner? Midnight?
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah. So, anyways, I go to the same
meal
place.
Meal break, 1 a.m.
Before mm-hmm the film vault pretty much every week. It's kind of a routine. I'm a creature of habit, and I find this one spot that I go to every week by myself, and I sit there, and I do my last-minute research. I watch some last-minute videos. I make some last-minute notes so everything's mm-hmm fresh and it's good. I put in the work, right?
Yeah.
And usually I'm in there by myself or almost by myself. Today I was in there sitting right next to these two very obnoxious industry types, right?
Yeah.
They're both...
At the place you got tacos?
No.
Oh.
I got tacos on the way back from whatever. Not important. And there were two, like, I'd say middle-aged, but they're older than that.
Okay.
Probably, like, you know, early 50s. Okay. And neither one of them were having a good time. They're both talking.
Middle-aged? Shit.
Talking at each other and obviously trying to impress each other with their words and their use of the language.
What,
so
what genders were
white,
these people?
They were white males.
White what gender is white?
I said guys. I mean, I don't know. I thought you were trying to say. So
I hear them
talking about contracts, and they're both just talking about business, and I could tell they're neither one of them's really listening to each other.
Sounds terrible.
But it was interesting. I found
Do
myself
you think
not.
They were full of shit, or do you think they were actually?
Well, let me get there, because absolutely full of shit. The one guy was talking about his new podcast.
Oh,
and how he's doing it weekly, right?
No.
And how he's still trying to figure out how it all works. And right now he's just living off donation, and it's a nice little side biz. He used that word. Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to figure out. I know that there's something there. I've not figured out the model yet. It exists, and I got to educate myself on that. I will let you know as soon as I know it. And then his friend chimes in. I got a friend who makes 34 cents per download. And he goes, I know it's out there. That makes sense to me, too.
Hmm.
I just got to figure out how that works.
Is that good?
And then he says, I'm living off donations. And, you know, we're not doing bad. We have
from
like 250 to 300,000 downloads per episode.
What?
No chance in hell.
I know. It's just absolute garbage bullshit. And I'm sitting there listening. Oh, no. Was that anger? I just heard a smash.
I don't know. It's probably the person coming back up to wash their hands again. OCD.
And I'm just listening to this, you know, and they're like within, I can almost like reach across and just like touch their cheeks.
You should have.
And it was,
I do a podcast where I talk about weird things I do to strangers. We get like a
reach 30, over and
34
touch
cents
their
a download.
That's your measurement for how close someone
and
is to you?
The arms reach.
I could have touched his cheeks.
When you hear,
I could have fucking touched his cheeks last night, bro.
To the one liar guy's lips and just like shh. Yeah.
No one wants to hear your lies.
Dude,
liars.
Talking about fingers on
no
lips. I got some stories
lies.
For you, bro.
I was in there for 45 minutes. I listened to both of these guys talk. The one guy talked probably more than
you
I should did.
Should have out-bullshitted him.
And I
you
can
know,
tell
when
you,
Apple sends me our podcast check for 39 cents an episode.
No, not an episode. Per download. That was this guy's model, what he was going off of.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Well, it's just not. That's not that model doesn't exist. No one
that's
pays
what I'm
you
saying.
Per...
That's why you could say, Apple, did you get your check from Apple?
But... It's just this town. If you live outside of LA, consider yourself really fucking lucky, right? There's so much ugliness out
here. The podcast business is the easiest one to bullshit on because no one can really double check.
Everyone lies.
I've had many people
absolutely
tell me they're
can
doing podcasts.
Double check. You can totally double check.
And I said, do you have a listenership? And they're like, about 10,000 an episode, and it's been up for like 3 weeks. And I'm like, how's that possible?
Are they a name?
No. Zero.
Why are you talking to zeros, dude?
Zeros. Personality-wise.
Frustrated.
It is weird that we can't know exactly how many people listen to our show. It's very strange.
There was no way to know because
I
tried to figure
downloads.
Out. No, but...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... That
you can see the Patreons, and that tells you quite a bit.
No, but for my podcast...
Speaking of which, thanks everyone who Patreons.
Yes.
Very much so.
For my podcast, I have...
Now let's bring some value.
I hear from people who listen to it on Stitcher... how is there a record of that?
Yeah, Stitcher's a whole thing.
Like, I've had many people go, I accidentally found this on Stitcher.
No, that should... It still pings the...
Mm-hmm.
the
and I demand an apology for
RSS
wasting
feed.
My time.
Yeah, the RSS feed is still getting grabbed from Stitcher,
okay.
So it's still getting...
You can see the number of subscriptions and the number of downloads. I mean, you can't guarantee how many people are actually listening to
the
that.
Problem
but I
is,
think it's more accurate than any kind of
the problem is
radio.
If my iTunes is synced, my... If my phone downloads it and my iTunes when it connects to the internet, that counts as two downloads, but I'm one person.
Libsyn figured that out a while ago, and all of our numbers dropped. I remember they figured that out like 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't know.
They absolutely figured it
out. Well,
I don't
know tell you, because our numbers, not to get too inside for everyone, our numbers have jumped up significantly, but our like social media followership hasn't jumped up. Our like overall conversation hasn't
Hey, here's the thing.
So I'm very confused.
If you're new to the program, reach out to Ty and say... AD on and popping.
Yeah. And tell us how you found us.
Or just say something a normal person would say, like, hello. Hello. Hello, friends.
You guys want to hear a little Mike Diamond?
Oh, yes. That was a very satisfying text this weekend.
By the way, I tried to record him, too. And I figured out they don't play during the day very often, but they play at night a lot.
Yeah, they play a lot at night. Yeah.
And I missed the beginning of one, and I was like so bummed because I wanted the whole thing on there.
The quality of this is not that good.
Yeah.
I did obviously pick it up.
The show or what you're about to play?
Both. Picked it up right after it began. I recorded it twice. I think it was the exact same spot both times, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to get a couple different spots because they probably have like, what, 7, 8 different spots?
Probably. And I know the one you're going to play, I think.
It's about the heating.
Yeah, but that's not the most racist.
Oh, no.
Not even close, but that's a good one.
More racist. There's more racist, and this is right after Bubba was talking about his pocket donut. So
yeah.
It starts off with some kind of like food exchange, some kind of breaking of bread.
For people that don't know what we're talking about, this is a weird local plumber commercial that plays that Anderson is obsessed with.
Michael is as well.
And that I've apparently never heard.
So here we go. I don't know how bad the sound is, but here we go. I roll up the window. I hold my breath. I was idling in traffic. I hope that it sounds okay. Here we go. And here we go. And Mike Diamond. Nope.
I thought you said you were holding your breath.
Wow.
What the hell?
That's not too great.
Hold on. Because the volume's down. Hold on.
The sound man. I'm a sound man.
Professional.
I know about loops.
I'd never thought of loop before. That's running on my head like on a loop. I didn't know what it was. I mean, I know, you know, it's simple loop, but it's actually, it's mm-hmm. a term. Like, that didn't exist before there was reel-to-reels, I bet. No one said a loop.
Probably not.
Here we go. Mike Diamond, take two.
Jesus.
I said I was holding my breath, not laboring.
Oh.
Really? Somebody right outside the door start yelling while I'm trying to do my Mike Diamond thing?
Maybe that was, maybe that was Mike Diamond.
Heating jobs as well. Heating? You smell good plumbers at Mike Diamond do fast, too? Oh, yeah. Wall and flare furnaces, gravity furnaces, forced air furnaces, and heat pumps. Maybe I should add heating to Stinky's Router Services. Could you get to most calls within an hour? Absolutely not. Could you do repairs on the spot without having to make another trip for parts? No way, Jose! I wouldn't do it, Uncle Bubba. Nobody wants inconvenient heating repair from Stinky when they can have convenient heating repair from a male good plumber. This is Mike Diamond.
How is he getting away with that?
There's other ones that are considerably more than that. Yeah.
Also, what are the chances that that guy is actually Hispanic?
Of course not.
You like my plumbing?
That guy at the end, I think he's the voice of both. I think
it's probably the same guy. He's like, yeah. I got it. An extra $500 for me.
Oh.
But no, there's a whole...
But they pay that part in pesos, which is extra offensive.
I'd say two summers ago, there was a whole campaign where Jose was actually part of the military.
Yes.
He was like on a Navy ship.
Yes, that's how he got the job. That's how he got the job. Remember Mike Diamond's wife put his application on the top of the heap?
Because
he was in
the
military?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You know what? You know they've had conversations about, like, you know, taking on the whole Trump immigration thing and trying to put a spin on that, but they haven't done it yet because it's a very conservative station that it runs on.
Yep, yep.
But you know they thought about it. How is that real? How is that a real thing?
We have to get more of those commercials. We got to reach out to...
There's at least five or six that are really, really,
you
got to
know someone at
shockingly...
KABC. We know two people that go to KABC that could get us, pull the commercials from the cart.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not on YouTube.
I know, that's amazing.
Might be now.
What if we get Mike Diamond, like, shut down because if we bring this attention
on it? There's a lot of, like reviews about Mike
Diamond
and whatnot.
Here's the thing. Yeah, here's the problem, is anyone who advertises on talk radio is shit. No, but I mean, that's widely accepted. Mm. Like, lawyers that advertise
widely
on talk
accepted.
Radio, anyone who, the person, you know.
A lot of shysters.
KFI is all
We've never
plumbing.
Named the station.
Okay, it's plumbing.
Now.
It's your teeth are falling out of your head. Your breath stinks.
Look at those rotting decay.
Yeah, all of their ads are for implants. Your bed is full of mites
and oil.
It doesn't
speak well about the people listening to the show. Your
no,
fellow
of course
listener.
Not. Of course not. It's like housewives driving around in Suburbans going, yeah, tell us, you know, about how great Trump is again.
What?
I'm talking about the two guys in the afternoon.
Turn. Jesus.
That's what KFI is. It's Orange County Housewives. Mm-hmm. That's who listens to it.
Oh,
I know. It is very.
It's right wing Orange County housewives. Yeah. Who the fuck else is listening to the radio at 3 in the afternoon?
Does Orange County mean anything to, like, a
very,
very
Republican.
A very significant section, a cross section
of our
listenership.
Yeah, probably not. But it's a very. It's like.
It's called the Orange Curtains.
Southern Los Angeles.
It's very white.
It's very white.
It's a
very Republican
county.
It's like Rancho, but affluent.
Rancho is not going to help anyone living in Ireland.
Yeah, it's like if you live on Pluto and you live
in Bangkok, Tyler.
Blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm, as we were,
Daddy's going international. The sex man is taking his act on the road.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What's
big,
that mean?
Big family vacation coming up.
What?
Big. The White family.
You guys gonna go see
is
some
returning
souls?
To our roots.
Yeah. What are those?
In England.
Where are the roots? In the old England. You're from England.
England and
I
France.
Have no idea.
Really?
England and France.
Holy shit! How long are you going for?
21 minutes.
Hours?
Are you goddamn kidding me? You're
leaving like a shitty joke. I beat you to it.
You're going for 3 weeks?
Like two weeks.
When?
Two.
Who's going to watch the kid?
Oh, he's coming.
You can't bring the kid over there.
It's going.
Quarantine. Like, you got to quarantine him.
They don't like kids in England.
Oh, shit.
You won't be able to get back either.
My parents are doing one of those weird house swap things.
Must be nice to be so white that you have no worries about getting back into the country.
It is nice.
I would worry.
What?
Yeah,
why?
I like to worry about things.
Your goatee makes you look a little questionable.
Well, I'll shave it off.
So
they know the sex guy when they see him.
You'll be Skyping.
Wave me right on through.
You'll be Skyping in to the show, I imagine.
Yeah, I go.
So wait, there's a house swap. Are you going? Guys are like, there's some weird like foreigners.
Remember that movie, The Holiday?
When I say weird foreigners, I mean like French and English people are going to be living in your house, your parents' house, while you're living in their house. That is weird. Now you guys going to Skype back and forth and be like,
you should stock up on toothpaste whitening.
You'd be like, look at your fork. Which one is it? It's going in my butt. Like on Skype, and then you put it back.
Your fork. Kind of
yeah, that's it's what we're going to be doing on Skype.
Fork. What kind of pranks?
What kind of person does a fork?
You do pranks like that.
Yeah, but the fork.
Fork.
Tines? I can see putting a toothbrush up
my
butt.
They know which toothbrush. They don't know which fork.
Wait, are the tines going up or the tines facing out?
It would have to be the part that you actually stab the food
tines
with.
After tines.
I think it would be better to take a picture of your naked butt sitting on their pillow.
Tines, tines, tines. See what's become. This is the worst show we've done in a long time, and I blame myself.
At least for a week.
I think it's myself and Sex Man's problem.
No, it's this show's fine. This
Mike,
show's
you've been
great.
Solid.
This is an award-winning.
I think Mike's been shit.
This is an award-winning. Okay, when are you going to England?
The middle of August.
Okay. Can we go?
Sure. I'm not in charge of your finances.
Let's all go.
Do you feel like you have an unfair advantage because you already know the accent because of Jillian's dad?
Yeah. I'm just going to walk off I'll walk off the plane and be like, hello, it's me.
Unfair advantage.
It's the sex man.
The world famous Christian sex man.
So what are you guys doing over there? You got like a family like reunion? Or
No, there's no family reunion.
You're just trading houses.
So, yeah, my dad was going to be over in Europe for some conferences, and he was...
About?
I don't know, missions, refugee stuff.
Oh, I thought your dad wasn't a missionary.
He's not.
Busted.
He's absolutely a missionary.
He's busted.
Missionaries go and live somewhere and convert
Where's
souls.
Where's he going and what's he going to do?
He's going to conferences in
he's
Europe.
He's going to Europe and he's going to live there. And I'm sure
live
he'll be
there.
Yeah.
He's going to live there.
He's
wait,
so your parents are letting somebody stay in their house while
okay,
they go stay in someone else's house?
By your definition, yes.
Yes, he's going to go live there.
This thing is gross.
He's going to stay alive there.
Your parents are going to stay in someone else's house.
Microphone muff is grossing him out.
No. The idea of letting strangers come and stay in your house is grossing me out.
The fork probably really freaks you out.
Yeah, I would take everything that can be put in an anus, I would remove that from the house.
You like put adult locks on every single drawer.
Well, most of us don't live in weird adult toy museums, so we're okay with people coming over.
You should install like 45 webcams.
How'd you find the people?
So you go on these sites and you just say like where you want to travel to, what time you want, like what months you want to travel. Mm-hmm. You put photos of your house and whatever. And
they pick up your airfare?
No, my dad's cashing in all
of
these.
When I was asking that, how stupid that question
miles.
Is.
He has a shit ton of miles.
Here's the deal. I want to go to Paris. If you just pick up my airfare.
We're going to Paris.
Do you use their cars too?
You can. I don't know if we'll be using theirs.
Do you use their pets?
Seems a little dicey, but yeah.
Do they leave their daughters?
They have cats that I guess we'd probably have
Wait,
to
did
feed.
You say they leave their daughters there?
Michael.
That could be a thing.
Mike's like, what's this site called? Yeah, so we're getting this like seven-bedroom.
What's the site
Seven-bedroom house.
Really?
In Sussex. So any of you Sussex
have
listeners.
Have you seen pictures of it?
Oh, this is so. This is such a recipe for disaster, though.
Why?
Because you're in their house. They're in your house. Right. How often do transactions go bad? Like you go down to buy a hamburger, and you're like, this is not what I ordered. And there's no retribution. You walk, and you're just shameful. They're going to be in your house. If they don't like it, they're like, fuck you. You guys got the better deal. Our house is way better than yours.
We're
and now your
home.
House is even worse.
We're coming home.
House.
It feels like there's a lot of room for...
How many people do they have in their family that they needed 8 bedrooms?
It's England. That's just how they roll.
Yeah. It's
they all have like
a
wings.
Man, a wife, and his their daughter.
It's always like...
So feasibly, they could come home early and you wouldn't even know it because they'd be like down the hall.
Yeah,
down
it's
the hall.
In the attic.
Each room has a fireplace?
Oh, I hope so.
Going to Paris, huh?
Yeah, because there's
Look at this guy.
There's no direct flights to London that my dad's miles qualify for. So we've got to... We got to fly to Dallas and then fly from Dallas to Paris and then do like a Griswold family vacation to get from Paris to Sussex.
You're going
to
drive to the Channel.
How long are you going to stay in Paris?
I think just a night or two. But originally my dad wanted us to do the whole flight,
the Big Apple.
Land, and then get in the van
the Big Apple.
And then drive to the UK. And I was like, that sounds exhausting.
You don't
want to
spend much
a baby.
Time in shit town because Paris is shit town.
Yeah, we'll just do a brief detour.
You been to Paris?
Nope.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's one of the most overrated things I've ever seen.
That's nice.
It's
Bill
true.
Burr liked it.
Yeah. I really don't get it.
People on the planet love it.
All I'm saying is, if I the second I get off the plane, I don't hear some fucking accordion, I want my money back.
You won't.
I want my
won't
crepes back.
You'll probably hear some sirens.
Yep.
You'll probably hear some sirens. No, they do the.
Wow, that's fun, man. Congrats. I wish I was going.
Yeah, we'll see.
Can I tag along?
Sure. I just said.
Go on your luggage.
We should just go. We should just show up.
Mike, do you ever want to go to Europe?
I do.
How's it going
to
work?
He wants to see his family stay to the Corona Vineyard.
It's probably never going to happen.
No.
Why?
Just never going to do it.
Okay.
Why? You have too many Death Valley trips on the calendar? If
they can come up with a flight that gets me there and back in the same day.
Mike, why is that? Let's talk about this. You think it comes from the cult days?
It comes from a lot of stuff. Probably. I don't know.
How different do you think your life is if you didn't spend a couple of years in the cult?
Well, if you want to chalk the cult up to my mom's
abandonment,
full package.
Yeah, I'm sure my life would be very different.
But let's keep your mom in the equation, mm-hmm. but keep the
cult. Do you think you'd still
out.
Be sitting in the dark above a comedy club with Anderson and the sex man?
Probably you wouldn't not. Be sitting there with us?
I probably wouldn't know you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Why is that? What do you think you'd be doing?
I don't know.
You'd be on Wall Street.
I know it's a tough question. I mean, you could ask me the same question about breaking
It could have gone any way.
Breaking
you know?
My back. Like, I know that I would probably not be sitting here either if I didn't break my back.
Well, you wouldn't be sitting like that.
I'd probably be. That was very hurtful.
Was it really?
That was very painful to hear.
Did I take you back?
Hey, sex man.
You gotta go back.
Please take it back.
Time. You guys,
remember the sax? Remember the sax man song?
No,
such a good song. But Lonely Island.
It's
sax man.
I saw.
Oh yeah, of course. But yeah, there's certain roads, you know, forks in the road where anything. You know. And
what if my dad? What if we would have never moved to San Diego? Then I would have never ended up here, and you know, could have been a whole different. What
you
if would, I would have kept my job
you
at a grocery
have those
store
sailors
when I was a kid?
When you bought the truck.
Yeah, I would have bought a Toyota truck and
but
I'd be, you know.
In fairness to the question, you know, spending 2 years in a cult off the grid in Lake Elsinore, I think has a little bit more than, you know, what if you didn't go to Ralph's instead of Vaughn's that day?
I normally would say yes, but there was other awful stuff she did that had much more of an impact than the cult. Much more.
Can you shed some light?
No, I don't really want to, but it probably doesn't matter.
If you could take your bed with you, would that mitigate the needing to be back home?
Do you think that it comes
from... I would go. I would go to Europe.
Do you think it stems from that, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're like my wife. Like, you want to wake up in the same place. Tyler, sex man, stay out of this.
What?
Stay out. But, like, she loves to go to bed in her cozy spot and wake up. She feels comfortable. I don't
sex
know what
man,
it is.
Stay out.
Sex man? I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, like, the adventurer deep inside my jeans. I love waking up
deep.
And not even knowing where I am.
How
I love. Like, I'm envious right now of my son because he'll take a nap. He'll go to sleep in his car seat. We'll pick the car seat up, put it in the car, drive to a restaurant, plop him down in the seat next to us. He opens his eyes. He's always in a different
spot.
What
a strange.
I love that existence. I love waking up. I'm like, oh, I'm in Vegas today. I go to sleep. I wake up the next day. I'm like, oh, look at this. I'm in Turkey. I would love that existence.
When did that happen?
Well, yeah. You know, if you go on a cruise that like leaves from some kind of desert port,
from Vegas to Turkey?
Desert port?
What cruise is that?
Well, cruises are great, though.
The desert port?
Cruises are great. You wake up and you're in a different city. Like,
there's a cruise leaving from Las Vegas to Turkey tonight.
The Scientology cruise. They leave from the desert.
You guys, I saw something great. I don't know if it's going to translate.
Is that what they call Tom? The Scientology cruise?
I saw
the Scientology cruise.
Sex man cannot be stopped.
No, that wasn't sex man. That was tie.
No, you guys coming.
Sex man.
It's an extension. It's an extension of sex man.
I was coming over to this very club last night.
What club is that, Levity?
And I'm on Crescent Heights and Sunset, ready to cross onto Laurel. I mean Laurel and Sunset.
Crescent Heights must be nice.
Woman to the right of me. You had to see this. It's not going to translate.
Fantastic.
Woman
keep
to the
going.
Right of me. Is about three quarters of car length ahead of me.
Oh shit, what'd she look like?
Girl pulls up behind her.
Oh shit, what'd she look like?
Girl pulls up behind her.
What'd she look like?
Nothing.
She got some jugs on her?
Not a big deal.
Big girl.
But the girl behind her just runs in the back of her car.
Just
really
like
slowly.
Smack. Yeah.
And doesn't acknowledge it.
What?
And the woman pulls up like 2 feet and gets out of her car and goes, you hit me.
Yeah.
And the girl is screaming from inside her car without rolling the window down. What? You hit my car.
Right.
What? Huh. And I'm watching this whole thing, and it was making me giggle like it's no one's business. And then the girl in the car behind, this ditzy girl, instead of rolling down the window, opens the door to say what, and gets out of her car, which now rolls forward. And the woman goes, "You just hit me twice." And she goes,
"The best."
"Well, why don't you pull up?" And she goes, "You hit my car twice." And she goes, "Well, why don't you pull up a little?" And the girl didn't get even know what was happening.
They're called bumpers.
It was just the best.
They're called bumpers, though. We're supposed to all bump them a little bit. Not a big deal.
They're actually called women, but the sex man calls them whatever he likes.
Yeah, the sex man. The sex man.
Last Friday, right? We had the biggest storm here in 20 years.
We did?
I drove right by your house, too, actually, on my way home.
The rain here has been kind of unbelievable.
I literally drove by your house, Michael.
And
during the torrential downpour, because that day I had meetings in the valley in some of the hardest hit spots for the storm.
Yeah.
How many times
it felt really bad?
How many times did weather come up in those meetings? Like, oh, geez, really coming down.
No, a lot. Because
is the street drainage in your neighborhood as poor as it is in my neighborhood? Because in my neighborhood,
awful everywhere.
It's
yeah,
unbelievable.
Awful. Yeah, your neighborhood is the worst. I'll get there in a second. But Tyler, to answer your question, every single time, because one of my biggest weaknesses as like a person who does things in the world is I hate putting people out. I hate having people do things for me.
Yep.
I fucking hate it. And I'm trying to get past that. I'm making a lot of good progress. But on Friday, the biggest torrential downpour of this part of town, of this part of the country in over 20 years, I had people, 12 of them to be exact, come all the way out to me.
12 disciples.
To Panavision to do the camera tests and the chemistry reads and to figure things out. And I didn't know how
oxygen,
bad it was going to be. I felt really, really bad.
Carbon.
So as soon as they walk in to Panavision, I'm like, thank you so much for coming all the way out here. And a few of them aren't even going to get jobs. They're just doing it because we're asking them. Do I understand?
Sodium
That's
chloride.
All they want to do. And like, you know, it's part of the whole deal.
Why didn't
do
a camera test with a video camera somewhere else?
Because we wanted to use the actual cameras and we needed a space. And Mickey kind of talked us into it, our co-producer / DP. It worked out. It ended up being fine. Everyone was really gracious. And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. I enjoyed it. Nope. Fucking chemistry like that. And then I had to go to another meeting up
Please
by
read
your
this
place,
periodic table
Mike yeah. And I swear to God I saw this, and my buddy Greg Sirzavasti, who's my co-host on Cinematics, he said he saw it on the news. I passed a guy right down the street from you on Coldwater, okay, right before I turned towards where you live, and he was in full wetsuit, and yes, he had a surfboard, and he was paddling down.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Paddling down Coldwater.
What a... But
paddling down cold water.
Do you want to run him over or high five him?
I don't
high five.
I haven't talked about it.
You don't know that until you're there. But I wanted a high five.
It sounds so stupid to complain about the weather and stuff. But are you not blown away by the flooding in my neighborhood when it rains?
No,
even a little.
No, I saw it. There was cars floating.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like the water is over the door line, like the lower crack in where the door meets the base of the car. Like, water is getting in people's cars, dozens and dozens of cars.
What's wrong with your area?
I don't know. There's no drainage.
There's none.
There's no drainage. That section you were talking about, I'm sure I know, between Ventura and Moore Park,
yep,
was probably 16 or 18 inches deep.
It's four lanes, and two of those lanes were just completely underwater, probably around three or four
feet.
What's
funny is we have listeners that live in places where there's tornadoes, actual flooding,
yeah, but
hurricanes.
This is actual flooding.
I know.
And
my car has 9 inches of ground clearance, and then it's got another 6 or 7 before it gets to the body, and the water was up to the base of my car going up cold water. And I'm like, I'm in a fucking outback, and I'm worried about water getting in my car. What's everyone else doing?
I would have been washed away in the fit.
I wonder if there's something in this. I'm not trying to be hacky here, but it's called Coldwater Canyon. I wonder if there is like a weird thing with like drainage, and like there was like a bunch of water back then, and it got
maybe.
Okay,
it's kind of fun to watch the LA River go from
nothing to
a trickle
bone dry. Bone dry, nothing.
Yeah, but to
actual,
frightening.
There's actual like
I never bone dry
cow skull. There's actual cow skulls in the LA River.
Bring
after
the KY, bro.
Never bone dry. Get the KY. We could pitch that.
Okay.
And then, it goes to a raging fucking raging water.
It's frightening. Like when it's at its not capacity, but when it's like 3 feet below the top, it's like what the how much water is that? It's got to be hundreds of gallons.
It's at least eight.
Yeah, eight.
I just stole that from Ty Ty. You like that?
Yeah.
Who's Ty Ty?
I don't know.
He's a sex guy's friend.
He's the Christian sex guy's alias.
Nice.
You know what? Religious people should really be into sex, and they should
absolutely they should be into sex.
There should be a religion that's all about banging. Because
there is
really
not like
rock and roll, baby. Like Catholicism, like they're anti
the podcast religion,
anti rubbers and whatnot, right? Because they want more of that
cult of Corona.
It makes them more powerful because the more Catholics there are, more of them come to church, the more shillings they get in the coffers.
Shillings,
yep. Yeah, they get shillings. Yeah, and why not just cut to the chase though and say, you know what, we are the religion of banging, and the more banging, the better, and the more people, the better. And rather than just be anti-pro.
Isn't that what every cult has been?
No, every cult
what
has been about.
What the hell was that noise?
I don't know.
That was the pipe.
Was that me?
Which one of you just had gurgled?
I don't know.
Down?
Was it me?
It wasn't me. I don't know.
One of you just gurgled.
I didn't feel anything, but I heard it
so
for
weird.
Sure.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard
it.
Was
it. That, it was like a soul escaping.
I have no
what
idea.
What if that's what it was? What if it is that?
And then someone just lost a soul.
That's what... When I guess it's kind of like common knowledge, but when people say bless you, that's comes from Egyptian times.
Egyptian?
Yeah.
Anubis?
They thought that it was a soul escaping
your
body.
Are you sure it doesn't come from way before that?
What's way before the Egyptian time?
Bless you is actually an Egyptian phrase.
Yeah. It's pronounced...
Whatever happened to Ali?
He died last year. His daughter's still fighting, though.
Yeah. She's not fighting, but she's...
What?
She's an outspoken like civil rights activist.
No, she fought for a while. She was a fighter. She
our
was a boxer.
Listener, yes, our Egyptian listener.
Oh, who rubbed his phone in the sand.
No, we told him to rub his phone in the sand.
He did it, though.
What happened to our sports guy?
Marcus?
Marcus. Mm-hmm. Well, who knows what happened to anyone?
Marcus is on Twitter.
Cut off from our listenership because we can't take phone calls.
I mean, we could.
We could.
I think the sex guy needs to take a couple calls.
Dude, if I can bring you the sex line.
Mm-hmm. Say three Hail Marys, then go down on Mary.
Nice.
I'm not religious, but that felt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That felt real wrong.
Yeah, it's so wrong it made it right.
No.
R.I.T.
Can I be your psychic?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
It's this Christian sex guy with the atheist sidekick.
You keep saying the Christian sex guy.
Yeah,
my
that's
name
your
is
angle.
Just the sex
no,
guy.
No, the Christian
yeah,
sex guy.
Yeah, you're kind
guy.
Of the Christian sex guy.
Christian sex guy.
Yeah. I'm in charge of branding myself.
I like the Christian sex guy.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
CSG. I don't like it.
Like almost every story somebody tells you, you can say, Jesus Christ.
And then you got like
it's okay, because I'm the Christian sex guy. It's like the N-word for black people.
What?
Hmm.
You can say Jesus Christ because you're the Christian sex guy.
Can you yell it out in ecstasy?
That's a lot. Of...
Then you get like the Jesus. I mean the Jewish the Jewish S&M guy.
What?
The Jewish S&M guy. Like he knows all about like the bondage and the ligature and.
Yeah, I got a ball gag in my mouth.
He's like it's like the Teplin.
What the fuck is happening?
You know Teplin. Isn't that what it's called? Like where you do the wraps around, like, dude, that thing on your arms.
I don't know.
Do you know what the Jewish religion? Like they put the wrap around the arm.
They do.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've been approached because of my tattoo, and then Jewish people come up and they think that it's Teplin.
What the fuck? Like lead Teplin?
You never heard of Teplin? Not like lead Teplin. That was so horrible.
Starts out with like a southern accent.
Yeah,
and
this Jose does not sound nearly as
yeah. He's a little more egregious than other times.
You'll see. We'll find some other ones, and it is nothing short of Uncle Baba. Hello, Uncle Baba. I can't even do
that.
Oh, do you guys want to hear an awful story?
Yes.
No, I'm totally into those these days.
Mm, well, you're gonna hear it.
Don't ask that, man.
Uh-huh. Lay it on us. So, I'm guessing around May or June,
After Disaster Live at the Integratron.
Oh my God, shut up. Okay. This is a story that comes from Springfield, Ohio. Springfield Township. I don't know if that's different, but it's from Springfield, Ohio. A 75-year-old woman had to be rescued from her...
Oh my God, what?
Is that true? The end. Let's just wrap the show up now. Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I had.
This makes no sense. Why is this funny? But it is.
A 75-year-old woman had to be rescued from her Springfield Township home on Thursday night after being unable to leave her living room chair for possibly close to a year.
Oh, no, I know what's going to happen.
According
stuck to, it.
To the sheriff, they arrived on Thursday night to find Barbara surrounded by feces and urine and her skin molded to her chair.
That's not good.
A volunteer for a local church who had been delivering food to Barbara for the past 10 years.
Right.
Had called 911 when he found her, quote, not acting herself.
Wait, did he deliver once a year? How
he
did he not notice?
He also said he had not seen her anywhere but in her chair since July of 2016, and the smell was how the home normally smelled. Fire and rescue had to wear hazmat suits just to enter the home. According to the sheriff's report, the odor was so strong it reached all the way to the front sidewalk.
Okay, I have a lot of questions.
The woman was heard screaming in pain as she was removed from her chair and taken to the hospital because, according to first responders, quote, bones in her body were breaking as emergency crews tried to carry her out of the house.
How? Okay, this.
How would the sex guy report that?
Yeah.
Chick with bones breaks her bones with my bone.
Breaking bones with my bone.
Not the first time I broke a bone in a chick, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I don't understand this person delivering food.
Yeah,
I know.
He's like, her soul saved. Don't have to really put much effort in there.
Yeah.
Give her food.
Hey, Jeannie, I got your food. Just set it down.
It was Barbara. Were you not listening to the story?
No, I wasn't listening.
What in the fuck? Why is that guy on record saying, yeah, I'm a part of this, and I'm a bystander who did nothing?
Yeah. There was a year I noticed a lot of feces and urine around her, and I just set the food down and ran away.
Could smell it from the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Well, at least she like had a spot.
The getting pulled out of the chair and your bone snapping is...
First thing I would do is hose her off.
Also, you know what it sounded like?
What?
Oh, Ethel! Barbara,
you're breaking my bones, handsome young fireman.
Why don't you just let her have the chair?
How old was she?
Put her somewhere where no one can smell her.
How old was she?
Pipe some food and have the Christian guy continue to take the food to her, like in some cabin in the woods.
Don't take her out. Where does the feces go if you're sitting in a chair?
It doesn't. Well,
it probably looked like a woman's head sticking out of a giant pile of poop.
No. Was she like on a throne? Did it just keep like raising her up?
She's wedged up against the ceiling. They're like, help. Can you hand me one of those bananas?
I want to know what channel.
I don't think you need any more roughage.
What channel she
Gladys.
On.
Barbara.
Gladys. Oh, yeah. What channel was Gladys watching? And whatever channel that is, they win, and they should really use that as some kind of marketing tool.
Oh, that they
so good.
Like Gladys,
they're
like
probably
this
hoping to God.
So
they're
much.
Hoping to God she was a Nielsen family.
Gladys liked our station. What?
Fun,
what
America's funniest home videos.
So much.
So good, you can't even leave your
she
armchair.
She did not get up to go to the bathroom for
but
a
you're
year.
You're now fused to.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea of being fused to a chair.
Why not?
I don't know. Jewish, I haven't really thought it through, but...
Jewish Teflon, all right? You guys have never heard of Jewish Teflon?
No, I haven't.
That's
even
it.
Though...
It's part of like a ritual, and you put that on while you're reading scripture. You never seen it?
It totally looks like your snake tattoo.
Totally looks like my tattoo, right? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's like a piece of leather, right?
Or a piece of fabric. I think it's like leather. Yeah. It's very expensive, and it's very...
Are you just saying that to make your tattoo seem cooler?
No.
It's very expensive.
It's really expensive. I've had a number of Jewish people come up to me and ask me about it in various spots. I never heard of it until...
Like eight?
Like eight people. but like he would be your S&M guy because he's got the Teflon, right?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
The Christian sex guy has other religious people.
Okay.
Oh, it's like I'm like religious super friends?
And now to talk about getting on your knees, my Muslim partner, Muhammad.
Wow. Hey.
What? They pray a lot.
What are you worried about? He didn't draw him. And he didn't say the prophet. He just said my friend Muhammad. There's
and there goes my Buddhist friend. All hand play. Nothing but hand play.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Not too bad.
No, it's just belly rubs.
Not too shabby.
What? Is there a major religion that just gets the shaft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we got Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got
Hindus.
Hindus.
Muslims.
Right? Muslims.
Muslims.
And who else?
Jews.
Jews, hey. It's four.
We got Tom Cruise.
Catholicism and Christianity kind of are separate.
Yeah, they both like the same dude.
Yeah,
so do Jews, though.
Mormons. Latter-day Saints.
The Mormons.
Yeah, they're pretty major.
Wait, Hindu and Buddhists, right? That's two different, right?
Yes, that's different.
No,
you got Sikh. You have Sikhs.
Thank God we're talking
about
something
like
this.
I feel like there's big three. I feel like there's a big three. I feel like there's Jews, Christians, and Muslims. Those are the big three, right?
Okay.
And the other, the rest of the religions don't have the same pull.
Pull as in what?
Well, I don't.
Well, as in like
the rest of the
representation.
The rest of the religions aren't like trying to colonize the world and like aggressively take over and fight each other.
Yeah. Says the Christian.
What?
Well,
I just
he lumped
gave,
himself in. As
yeah,
one
I just
of
gave props
people.
To like peaceful like yeah. You know Hindu dudes and Buddhists are just like just chilling out.
But Christians are kind of known for trying known.
Yeah, that's what I
saying.
Fucking said.
Oh, I didn't hear
saying.
It. I'm sorry, I missed that part. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
The attorney.
You weren't talking about boners or clits, so I didn't. I wasn't listening.
Calvin Cowan attorneys at law.
What'd you say?
What I'm saying is my client's guilty, Your Honor. You're
I
a
said
defense
they're the
attorney.
Big three. They're the most renowned because they're the three that have
they
probably
make the
had
most
the,
noise.
The, yeah, they made yeah. the biggest noise around yeah. the world for the last
right.
however thousand years.
Mm.
Satanism is way down there.
It has not been very predominant in the last like 20 years. I feel like it's really taken a back seat to.
It's been a punchline. I don't like it.
To like the ISIS and whatnot. You know, back when Mike and I grew up, Ty, you're gonna probably find this hard to believe and probably very scary. You actually might even have some nightmares tonight mm-hmm. about it. But
yeah.
There were always Satanists. Yep. There was always some kind of rumor that there were Satanists living down the street.
Anytime a weird crime happened, it was yeah. possible Satanists.
If there was an empty house in your neighborhood. For sure,
oh, they,
Satan worshippers
lived
there yeah. for sure, yep. and they would go there and they would kill cats and worship Satan, and there may be some kind of like
and goats.
Exorcism thing going goats. On in your
and
neighborhood.
And like some good sex stuff too, right?
The
Can
best.
Can tell you how many parts
the
of the neighborhood
best.
Were like, oh yeah, Satanists. I'd get fucking freaked out. Dude, walking home
me?
Drunk, like stumbling back to my house.
Yep.
Trying to like get home before you know my dad would wake up in the morning for work, and I'd have to walk through like creepy parts, like in the woods and whatnot, where I had heard about Satanists being horrifying.
Yeah.
I would get extra drunk before I'd have to walk because I knew I'd have to walk through that.
You
part.
Know what? That's a religion that was based around sex. Satanism.
Yeah,
it was always some super hot blonde with her hair parted down the middle.
Always.
God damn, I love.
You're thinking of like heavy metal albums.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry.
You're just thinking of heavy metal posters.
You're thinking like Wasp. Like the double albums that you'd open up.
Oh, you're right. I totally am.
Wasp was your go-to?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they had the one album cover with the blade coming
Blackie
out of the crotch.
Lawless with that big blade coming down his crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wore that on stage, too.
Dio had a lot of like Fantasia-type imagery.
Ride the Tiger!
Dio didn't have any Fantasia type imagery.
Yeah, they had like the big Satan dude. They looked like Fantasia Satan.
You think it was more? Yeah, I guess you're right. It was like castles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were really into all that bullshit.
I like
what was the
70s? I like that Iron Maiden went with like a mummy,
dude.
Eddie, guys, right? Isn't that his name?
Eddie.
Yeah.
I was such a little pap growing up that I loved Eddie Duran Duran, and I would go to record stores, and I remember like being scared of the I section as I was looking in the D section
oh, that's
for
great.
Duran Duran, because like his rotting corpse would
yeah.
actually freak
yeah.
me the fuck out.
He actually, to me, he seems like sweet. Eddie has like a playfulness to him. Like he's gonna get
Eddie.
You, but he's gonna like tickle
yeah.
you. You know?
He's at every show. He's a fan.
He's horrifying. And I saw Iron Maiden twice, back-to-back nights in Long Beach, and they had giant tapestries of Eddie behind him.
So
it was
tight.
Great.
Hey,
why is he called
wait,
Eddie?
Wait, you saw Iron Maiden twice?
Yeah. Because I was dating a girl that was obsessed with him.
Did you like
I was
it?
In high school. Yeah, I forced myself to like
oh,
it.
I, think
I love their
so
first album.
I think they're so great. Killers?
Their first album was great. Yeah, it was more punk rocky. Almost.
Yeah, it was Paul Di'Anno, different singer.
Yeah, different singer. And then when they moved over to Dickinson
is great, though.
He's good. Did I tell you when I went on the... Sorry, this is looking a little esoteric, but when I went on the when we were in Croatia last year, and I was like, oh, when Jillian, when the wife and I were in Croatia, and we took the Game of Thrones tour through like the Walk of Shame and all that, where they shoot all that stuff in Croatia, it was fucking amazing. It was great, and it was funny. Our tour guide, she was like 8 months pregnant. She kicked ass. She was awesome. And at the end of the tour, she was thanking everyone, and she was talking about how sometimes. I forget how she put it, but she was talking about how some famous people come to Croatia, and she named like Tom Cruise and like Sharon Stone and Natalie Portman and Dickinson.
That's
Dickinson.
Great.
That was like their fourth
That's
guy.
That's fantastic.
And I'm like, really? And I started laughing. Weird. And she's like, why you laugh? I'm like, because why would you name him? He doesn't belong in that group.
That's I had no idea that you'd seen Iron Maiden twice.
Yes, I'm twice in Long Beach, and I kind of forced myself that, especially the first time. I their songs are pretty great. I should probably just listen to them on Alexa every now and again.
I think they're just such a great live band. Like it, and especially if you're into the music, it's the those are my favorite.
Very
shows.
Tight.
Those
very
are my
tight.
Favorite like metal shows. Were Iron Maiden.
Really?
Oh yeah,
they're your favorite.
I probably saw Iron Maiden seven, eight times.
It's like fun metal, too. It's not like...
Yeah, I've seen Judas Priest the same amount of times and Scorpions probably the same amount of times. I love all three of those bands. Love, love, love.
I was terrified of rotting corpses, skeletons, and my mom... Love you, Mom. But I remember being a
Why
little kid...
Why are you saying love you, Mom?
Because I have this weird thing. Like, my mom would, like... I'm such a pab, Ty-Ty. My mom would like pack me lunches, right?
I got. I will say I don't agree with you being a pab. However, admitting that you were scared of the I section at Tower Records is pretty great.
No, it gets worse. Watch this. So my mom
a,
like
A B C D E F G H J K L M N O P.
My mom would pack us lunches for school, and I did not like American cheese, but she put it in our sandwiches a lot of the time, and I didn't have the heart to throw it away, so I would actually eat it because I felt bad. I pictured her putting it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember she decorated.
You don't like American. Jeez.
We slept. My brother and I slept in these bunk beds, right? And there are tubes, like there are actually giant tubes. It was really cool. One was red, one was
you
blue.
Sleep in the sewer or something?
They were like tubes. They're size of like sewer things, but they're. And I remember she decorated it, and she like cut out some pictures and whatnot. And I was probably like 7 or 8, and she thought maybe I was of age where like I would into like a.
There's a picture skeleton. Of a corpse from my young son.
She just kind
of
it was just a picture of a skull, and she put it on in the tube. And I remember
your tube had a lid.
What?
You like slept under a lid?
Like there it was like very like 2001 Space Odyssey. It was like a round tube.
Are you building up a child abuse story to make it sound better?
And I remember I had to sleep at the other end and I had to have my tubes. Feet where the skeleton where the skull was
cuz
I was
like
so I was so terrified of that skull. And I had a hard time going to sleep probably for like 2-3 months. Like I hated going to bed because I knew that skull was in there, but I didn't have the heart to tell my mom, "Hey mom, thanks for decorating my tube, but I'm terrified of the skull
for decorating my tube."
So I had to sleep with my head at the other end.
I never heard this story.
And before. I was really scared.
I'm
going to
be obsessed with you sleeping in a tube.
Yeah, what did that look like? Do you have a photo?
Oh, I got photos. If I look, I will find a photo of the tube.
What?
The tubes. I think
Did
mine
go,
was blue. My mom.
Was it something you purchased or something that was manufactured?
Because imagine like a cylinder, right? And then
no, I know
like
what a tube is.
Yeah, we know what tubes are.
And it has an oval on the side where you can get in, and then either end of the tube is open.
But was it something that was bought at
it
like
was
a
bought.
Furniture
it wasn't
store?
Like, it wasn't like my dad was handy and he how found you, some shit at like an abandoned.
Did you have a round mattress?
No, like it was like flat. There was like a flat piece.
Flat bottom.
Good question. Was your mattress like a piece of string cheese?
My brother
cut
and
in
I.
Half?
We shared the tubes. My brother was bottom tube. I was top tube for probably like...
Was this part of your dad's grand experiment to treat you guys like rats or mice
years.
Or gerbils or something?
I've got it. We're going to put them in tubes.
We got running. We got a big ball they can run on.
And what's your mom's name again?
Sherry.
Yeah, that's right. He goes, Sherry, phase B, go with the skeleton. We've moved to the second phase. Put the skeleton in Andy's top tube. Oh. I will... We'll see. That was his reaction.
When I was a kid, I read somewhere that sleeping under a pyramid is good for you.
What? What?
It's hard to do.
Have you heard that?
No.
What do you mean sleeping under a pyramid?
Some people
Could you
believe
just put, like,
sleeping
a picture
under
of a pyramid.
Some people build like their ceilings to be pyramids, and it's like some weird ritual.
Like
what about a sarcophagus?
It might be like a cultish type
thing. Is the
thing?
Pyramid pointing down at you, or you're like in the recess?
I don't know, but I told my dad I wanted a pyramid bed, and he made me one.
Oh, what? That's so sweet.
Yep.
That's I never asked for
two.
Swear
tombs,
they just
to
showed
God,
up.
My dad made me a bed that was a pyramid, and the bed was suspended underneath it.
Wow, what? Your dad's the best.
Do you have photos of that?
I probably do. I got to look through
He'd
old
He'd be in jail right now
books.
If there was a giant earthquake, though.
My dad made me a pyramid what? Bed. It was very difficult to get in and out of.
I...
Oh, even, shit, tight hour?
I'm even kidding.
Yeah, I didn't have any cool beds.
You know what? It was pyramid bunk beds. Now what? That I think about it, yep.
Wait, a pyramid on the top and
it,
bottom?
It was It was a pyramid.
Sort of.
Well, there's two.
Can't go out on that bad pun.
Damn it.
Can we?
Fuck. We got to put this show to bed.
Did you have any kind of crucifix beds there?
Well, no, why would I have a crucifix bed?
That would be a comfortable bed. You can sleep with your arms out.
You're the Christian sex guy.
You can sleep with your arms out.
Did they make an Iron Maiden?
To wake you up in the morning, it can tilt forward like one of those sleep comfort mattresses.
Keep moving.
It could be like, and then you're standing up like Jesus, and then, you know, and little nails hit you in the feet and hands to wake you up.
And you're just ready to seize the day.
Can we hear from the listeners next week? I miss the listeners. Can we do some AD Vice or some...
Yeah, we can also take phone calls.
Let's do something next week with the listeners.
If we had talked to listeners, we wouldn't have found out about tube bed and fucking tube. Pyramid man. Good night.
I'll try and find pictures of the tube. Right?
Keep it tubing.
Yeah. Tweet us your weird beds if you have a weird bed story.
Tweet me good stories about how much you like me.